I'm back, and in this video I'm going to tell you what I've been up to for the past 2 years. Things like completely restructuring my company consulting.com, starting a brand new company called school.com, living in a forest for a year, growing my hair out, having a baby, and completely rethinking what I want to do with this YouTube channel moving forward. So that's what we're going to cover in today's video. Let's jump onto my computer and get to work. So about 2 years ago, I stopped making YouTube videos. And one of the last mini videos I made was called Scale, Mess, and Debt. And this video kind of explains, you know, what I was going through at the time. I had grown my company, consulting.com, to the point where we were making about $30 million a year in revenue. And I had hired about 45 people really fast. And I had also, you know, just added a lot of things, right? Like we were posting on all the different social channels. We had all of these different funnels, all of these different traffic sources, and all of these different people in our company and different teams. And it was just a mess. Like, our operations were chaotic and I had to work harder and harder, but our profit margins were very thin, actually. And, you know, there was always fires going on in the company, and I really just stopped enjoying it. I really fell out of love with it and fell out of love with the game. So I decided to just stop and take a break and figure out how to restructure things and come back to it with, you know, some passion again. And it really felt like I was just feeding my soul or selling my soul to the content creation machine in order to feed my company, in order for it to just keep paying its expenses and everything. And I was just like, what is the point of all of this if I don't enjoy it? So the company is called consulting.com, and over the past 2 years, I've completely restructured the whole thing. Now, this is our new website, and you can see it by going to consulting.com. Basically, what I did is I looked at everything we were doing, and I thought, what is value and what is waste, right? Value defined as like things that help our clients, right? And value defined as things that make us money, right? And things that I enjoy doing. So how can we make a lot of money? How can we help our clients? And how can it be fun? And how can I make all of this as simple as possible, right? Because what it had become was, you know, our client results weren't as good because we were working with too many people. I wasn't having much fun, and we weren't making that much profit, even though we had a ton of revenue. So we decided to stop working with beginners. We dropped our consulting accelerator product, and I decided to just focus on existing business owners. And really what consulting.com does now is we help coaches, consultants, course creators, and experts achieve something that we call seven-figure Zen. And this is when you're making 100 grand a month profit with only 1 to 2 products, 2 to 3 remote staff, happy clients, and, you know, happy founders, basically. And so we only sell 2 things. Uplevel shows people how to basically sell a high ticket offer and get clients coming to them instead of them chasing them, and run their business by the numbers so that they can really focus on profit. And then Quantum is my mastermind, where there's a group of about 99 founders that have course businesses or info businesses or coaching businesses, and they really come together to collaborate in order to maximize profit, client results, and happiness, right? It says right here. So I completely restructured consulting.com to optimize for profit, client results, and happiness. We've only got 2 products now, and our team, you know, we used to have about 45 people, now we have 6. And I eliminated all of our traffic sources. Like, I stopped posting on Instagram, Facebook, all of that stuff. We even stopped running ads, and we used to spend a fortune on ads, like 30, 40 grand a day. And now it's so simple. 6 people, we sell 2 things, we have 1 funnel, and our only traffic sources are YouTube and our newsletter. And that's all we do. And what's amazing is that it's more profitable now than it was even when we were making $30 million a year. Just last month in January, we made about $800K in revenue, and our expenses were only about $60K, and the rest of that was profit. So we're basically making more profit now with this smaller revenue than we were back then with just six people. So it really does show that, you know, you can achieve more with less. And if your business is, if you hate working in your business and it's chaotic and you're not making that much profit, it doesn't have to be that way. You can rethink things. And so that's basically, you know, consulting.com and how I restructured it. Now, I decided to start another company a few years ago, maybe like 2.5 years ago. So, you know, I've been creating courses and running masterminds and things for almost 10 years. And one thing I started to notice was that I really didn't like the tools that I was using, right? And in the course world, when you're making money selling courses and helping people on the internet, which is basically what consulting.com does and what I've been doing for a while now, there's a few core components that really go into the mix. One of them is content. You create a course and you host your course in something called a content portal or an LMS, learning management system. And, you know, there's that part. But then there's also this community part, right? And the community part is where all of your students kind of interact and comment and, you know, meet each other. Peer-to-peer help, right? And then there's this other element, which is live Q&A calls, where you have a schedule like one or two live Zoom calls a week with your students where they can show up and ask you questions and you basically help them out and coach them as a group. And so there was these three elements, and I was using this product called Kajabi for my learning management system, and I was using Facebook groups for our student community, and then I was hosting these Q&A calls using Zoom. But trying to get all of these things to work together, it was really annoying because they were completely different things. Like they had to log into this system to watch the course. They had to log into Facebook to basically hang out with the other students. And Facebook has become more and more distracting and weird. And trying to get people to coordinated on these live Q&A calls when people are all over the world on different time zones, that was a problem too. So I thought, you know, I'm experiencing this problem and it kind of sucks and I can see the solution in my head. So screw it, I'm just going to build a company and solve my own problem. And I decided to call it School, skool.com. And over the past kind of 2.5 years, I established an office here in LA and we've hired about 8 people on our team right now. This is a picture of our office. And this is our little outdoor area that I call the Cactus Garden. I even bought a school bus. And basically, what School is it's your course, your community, and your calendar with your live Q&A calls in one tool. So School is where people learn together online. And I'll show you what it looks like. So this here is my mastermind. So we use School ourselves. Consulting.com uses School, and one of my products is called Quantum, our mastermind, right? And so here, basically, to understand School, there's community, classroom, and calendar, and leaderboards. So community is just posts and comments, basically like a Facebook group. You can post like this, you can add polls, and you can attach files and links. You can post in different categories, so you can organize the discussion. And that's how you post. This is a post here where I'm basically saying, RSVP, are you coming to the March in-person event in LA? And everyone's, you know, commenting yes. You can like posts, you can like comments, you can reply to stuff, you can watch a post and you'll be notified when there's more comments. And so that's basically the community. Then there's the classroom, which is where you can host your courses. So here I record all of our mastermind events and then I put them in here as separate courses. So basically in our mastermind, you've got the community and then all of the event recordings. And then on our calendar, you can see our live Q&A calls and when they're happening in your own time zone. And when our live events are happening too, like this one. And then you can add them to your calendar. Right, so we can keep everyone in our mastermind on the same page because they can see when the calls and events are happening in their local time zone. then we can run the events and the calls, record them, and then add the actual recordings of the events to our group as well. And then we can have our community discussion all here in one place, right? With one search. Like if I type YouTube ads, it'll show me all the posts and comments that have YouTube ads in them. It'll show me all of the actual classroom content that has YouTube ads in it. And it will even show you the members that do stuff to do with YouTube ads. So it basically takes these three major pieces that I told you about: your course, your content portal, your community, and your live Q&A call schedule or event schedule, and it puts them into one simple tool that your students can access with one login and one unified search. And then what we do to make it more engaging and fun is we've gamified it. And so whenever you like someone's post, they get a point, right? And as they get more points, they go up levels. Like I can see this guy here, Chester's on level 5, and he's got 167 points left to go to get to level 6. So as people engage more, they get more points, then they up level, right? And you can also see how much progress they've made in your courses. You can also, there's leaderboards. So as people, whoever gets the most points in the past, like 30 days, 7 days, or all time, they'll show up on the leaderboards. And then we actually give prizes to people that show up on the leaderboards each month to keep, you know, the community incentivized, going in the right direction, and keep them really engaged. Now, this is basically a school group. And you can create your own group or switch groups by just clicking this little down arrow. So I also have another one of my courses on here called Uplevel. And here, I can just switch between these worlds by just clicking like that. I'm in Quantum now, and now I'm in Uplevel, right? And you can make your own group by clicking this and then clicking Create a Group. And it's free to be a user on school. Like if someone makes a group on school and they invite you to it, it's free for you. But if you want to host your own group on school, it's $99 a month, and you can have a 14-day free trial that you can cancel anytime with a single click. And if you want to create your own group, you just do that, and you've got your own group. So you have all of your different kind of courses and communities on one platform with one login and one search. That's basically school. And of course, it has all of the other things like chats, right? You can chat with people, DMs, you've got all of your notifications, and we've got very rich user profiles like this, where, you know, we show whether you're online now or not, a bio, location, Myers-Briggs type, course progress, and how active, you know, the members been each day over the past year, and all of their posts and comments. So basically everything that like a Facebook group has, and everything that a content portal or LMS has, all in one place with one login, and it's gamified, and with the shared group calendar too. So that's basically school. And if you're interested in trying this product out, just go to school.com, and you'll be able to join our school community, which is a community on school, about school, by people that use school. So you can try it out for free here. And if you like what you see, you just click this down arrow, create a group, and you can make your own group just like that. So that's basically school. Now, let's talk about what happened about, I don't know, 2 years ago. When COVID first hit and everyone was kind of freaking out, I freaked out a little bit too. And, you know, because everyone was locked down and no one really knew what was going on. So I decided to buy this house in this forest with my wife, Ashley. And we got this tiny little house out in this forest. And we decided to go live there for a while the world kind of chilled out and got back to normal. And we lived here for about a year in this forest, just in the complete wilderness. And I grew my hair out. You can see how long it got there. And I'll tell you the story about that baby in a minute. And this was where I was working. I just wanted to tune out all that negativity that was kind of out there, you know, because people were going kind of crazy. I just wanted to just forget about that so I could focus on my work. And so we moved into this place in this forest, And I just kept building school and kept focusing on my companies and tried to just tune it out, right? And it worked quite well. I made a lot of progress while I was there. And I also got some toys. I got this Jeep and I got this electric dirt bike called a Surron, S-U-R-R-O-N. And they're pretty damn fun. You know, this Jeep can go, can do crazy things off-road, and this dirt bike is almost as fast as a gas two-stroke dirt bike. And we took this Jeep all over the place. We slept in the back and we just drove to different beaches and mountains and things. We just went adventuring and we went into the wilderness. And here's some photos of these different places that we visited. This is this canyon that I took my dirt bike on. You can see that my dirt bike over there. I just was jumping this thing through sand dunes and just basically went into the wilderness. And I took this Jeep off-road. It could do some crazy shit. And just explored nature for about a year. And while we were doing all this exploring, my wife Ashley got pregnant, and then boom, a few months later, out popped this little baby called O'Leria. So I'm a dad and I've got a daughter. And this is a photo of her. And this is us hanging out. And this is my wife and I, Ashley, with our new little baby. She's 6 months old now. Now let's talk about YouTube, this channel, what's going to happen with it. So here's my plan for this channel moving forward. Because I don't want to do it the way I used to do it, because I got kind of burnt out. So this channel, I'm just going to use this channel to document the story of growing consulting.com in school. Now, on the consulting.com side, I'm just going to show you what it's like to be in the info and course space these days, like how we're getting clients, how we're running our team, how we're running our mastermind and our other high ticket program, how the numbers work, and all of that basically. So if you're interested in the course world and the info world, then I'm just going to share what's going on there. And on the school side, I'm just going to share what it's like to have a SaaS, which is software as a service platform, and how what it's like growing one of those. Because I'm basically trying to do both of these at the same time. I'm running a course business that teaches other people how to run a course business while also building the platform for running a course business. I don't know why, I just love this space. I really love courses and it's just my world. And so I want to get involved in everything I can in the space. And I'm going to share what it's like. Plus, I'm also going to share some stuff that's happening in my personal life, like being a dad and trying to, you know, run a family as well as all of this other stuff. And there's going to be less concepts and lecturing and more sharing what I'm doing. And YouTube will basically be like my diary, and you get to come along for the ride. So that's basically what I did for the past 2 years. Now, if you liked this video, click that like button beneath. Also, subscribe. And let me know what you think of my plan for this channel moving forward in the comment section below. Just leave me a comment and say, "Hey Sam, I like your plan," or give me some feedback. Or if it's shit, just tell me. And I'll see you next week.